Around the Chesapeake Bay area, we have a specific word for landscaping with the environment in mind, bayscaping. This eco-friendly, holistic approach to gardening helps conserve water and prevent pollution that may otherwise end up being carried into our waterways. Suzanne Etkin, coordinator at the Anne Arundel Watershed Stewards Academy, is here with me today to discuss how we can create beautiful lawns and gardens while minimizing the polluted runoff that eventually enters the bay. Glad you could join us, Suzanne.
Thanks for having me, John.
What exactly is polluted runoff and how does it impact our bay?
Polluted runoff is essentially any drop of water that falls onto the ground but doesn't sink in or evaporate. It runs over the land and it eventually is collected into pipes and carried to our nearest stream. Polluted runoff is a problem for two reasons. First, as it runs across the land, it picks up toxins, sediment, nutrients, and all of these pollutants that we do not want in our waterways. And the second reason is that as it's collected into pipes and is discharged into streams, it erodes the sides of the streams and it carries that milky chocolate water that we see after every rainstorm.
So what are some easy, effective ways to reduce this runoff?
Well, there are three very simple principles that we talk about. First, we want people to slow the water down. Second, we want them to spread it out. And then the third is we want them to soak it into the ground. So there are many bayscaping techniques we can use that are very site-specific to accomplish this. Some people might have heard of rain barrels or cisterns. That's a way of collecting water and holding it so that it can slowly sink into the ground. Next, you could build a conservation landscape with native plants. So you're essentially replacing grass with deep-rooted native plants that really help water to sink into the ground. Many people know about rain gardens. Rain gardens are a bowl-shaped garden that essentially collects a volume of water, stores it for a period of time of no more than 48 hours, and then allows it to sink into the ground. So that provides a lot of pollution removal through the soil and the plant matter in that garden. People also create buffers, tree buffers, grass buffers, and then certainly maintaining your existing traditional landscape, your turf grass and your other plants without excess nutrients or fertilizers is also beneficial rainscaping.
In trying to prevent polluted runoff in their lawns and gardens, are there any common mistakes that people should avoid?
Yes. First, you just want to observe your property in the rain. Go look at where water's flowing, and then don't overthink it. Try to spread that water out, slow it down, sink it in. Second, people who have beautiful, tall, mature trees don't often consider those as important for our waterways. These beautiful trees are often threatened by invasive vines, English ivy, or other vines that can grow up in the trees and weaken them. And so really maintaining your existing trees on your property is so important. So go out in your yard, look at where water's flowing, and look for opportunities to slow it down, spread it out, and soak it in.
Thanks for joining me today, Suzanne.
Thanks for having me, John.
For more information on rain gardens and how to build your own, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.